football on Off the Ball.
We have a talent deficit at the moment that we probably never had in the history of our senior team. But we're also not getting the most out of them. Mm. We're really not.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Friday Quiz
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, your next must-visit destination in 2026.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Yes! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Yes, welcome along. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying Splendido. Once again, crappy quiz. Rumours of a replacement with Blackboard Jungle. Premature. Don't worry about it. We're here almost every week. This is 2 weeks in a row, baby. We pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a sport, in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Ray wouldn't have made that mistake, I'll tell you that much. And this week, we've got a sponsor and all. The crappy quiz is brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, the home of incredible sport and scenery, your next must-visit destination in 2026. And don't mention Eagles lost again. Okay, sorry. Ever been to Pennsylvania, lads?
No, Philly Airport. Does that count?
I've been to Philly Airport as well. That's my Pennsylvania. Good. I got a cheesesteak, which I'd imagine was good, but not authentically good. I'd imagine you get out into the city and it'd be a bit
Airport food, not renowned to be hugely authentic, Michael.
And yet it was quite nice. So therefore, I can only imagine what a true food.
I had a pack of Tyrrell's crisps in Luton Airport recently. Does that count?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. That's authentic English food. Yeah, there you go.
Not sure it works for Visit Pennsylvania, but
Arthur, I'll get around to it. Like
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. No, I've not.
I've only been in America once, and I went to New York.
There you go. Well, Pennsylvania visited here in record numbers a few weeks ago, so maybe we can do the return visit. I suppose we'll get into things. We do have
a fan on behind us here. I'm wondering, is it okay for radio? Like, not a fan of the show, but an actual fan.
Are you hearing it in your earphones?
I'm not. No, it's all good. No, it feels quite nice, so I'm quite reluctant to stop it anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for that.
No problem.
You've heard from them all. Well, you've heard from almost them all. Let me introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. That was last week's script. Okay, here we go. Up first. This is so well prepared, lads. It's really just...
And now we move on to the Blackboard.
The rapid fire buzz around. Right. Up first, we welcome back to the quiz a man whose recent month-long holiday launched rumours of yet another News Talk defection. Turns out, though, he took a sabbatical to fulfil his lifelong dream and finally go to the moon. Like Cafe in Tormelinos, famous for their exceptional sangrias and tapas, refreshed and raring to go for another crack at the crappy quiz crown, it's Shane, the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
I went out for a coffee there after breakfast and came back and was getting a few looks. Everyone, as soon as you leave the office these days, everyone thinks you're gone off to RTE, to Donnybrook, to have a few chats.
Taking the backwards coin, are you?
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, can confirm that it was just a holiday. I was in Portugal for 10 days.
And Portugal, sorry, yes, not formally. Not the moon. But you did go to the Moonlight Cafe.
Yeah. Tavira. Yeah, lovely spot.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Next, it's another man, sadly departing the off-the-ball realm for pastures new, thanks to the ever-raiding upstairs of Marconi House.
Downstairs, really, to be at the moment.
Yeah, it's upstairs, though, in the, you know...
Figurative sense.
Exactly.
Either way, I've been robbed by another floor.
Exactly. By the big wigs have come and poached all the best people from off the ball, leaving me, Arthur, and Shane. Unfortunately, though, for this man, we are unlikely to hear the kind of audio tribute that Nathan Murphy received earlier this week, because frankly, who'd make the montage for the montage man?
Well, could make it myself and just be really, really, really egocentric.
I know. This is the best he gets, and I only realise now is his last appearance on the crappy quiz. We would have done more if I was aware of that before we started recording.
You can still drag me in whenever you want to.
Ah, well, his
last
member of off the ball appearance on the crappy quiz. We will make it our business to make sure.
I'd look incongruous with him wearing the suit and everything coming in. Like, it wouldn't be.
Imagine being the tin fruit day by day.
Here's the thing, though. Richie in for Tom Dunn McCormick. Will you still be in for Tom Dunn?
That's a great question.
Apparently, yeah.
There we go. So the nickname.
I'm not going anywhere.
I suppose that's the question for Nathan Murphy.
Not really.
Oh, sorry, not
he's not taking over new stuff.
There's still some.
Well, I mean, everything is changing on a minute by minute basis here.
There'll still be some Richie Premier League commentaries, I think we can confirm as well.
There is that flat out.
Okay.
Who told you that, Shane?
I know. It's the word in the street.
A big surprise. Our final contestant joins us on the line. He comes to us via the Marble City. He wasn't allowed on the air tonight, but we all know the crappy quiz doesn't follow no station rules. On the live line, I mean the live, it's Kieran, the cold... Sorry. What? He thought it was Funny Friday. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we're please welcome Fox. Back our third contestant, Arthur O.PhD.
Oh, man.
Arthur didn't like that one.
You went full on.
Yeah. That's the old joke.
What's wrong?
No, nothing.
Sunny Bells is going to sing us a song.
Arthur, did you like your intro there? That was
personal. It wasn't really to do with me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not
old reliable.
What's this about people leaving?
A lot of people are leaving.
People are leaving.
A lot of people are coming too.
Mm. Some people are coming.
We don't know who most of them are. Except for one. Richie, you child.
Come on.
Please send any questions you have to us via email crappyquiz@offtheball.com, or if you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can still send your questions via postcard to Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. One of the nights that I'm really glad we're not on the radio.
Are we not?
No, sorry. Maybe
a couple of clips, but people will listen to this in podcast in their tens. Right, let's get to it.
I can confirm that to be true.
Don't be like that. Don't go out on that note.
I think we're available for all today, though, aren't we?
Going on the brown note.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, round one is the For No Reason At All World Cup round. We had to go with this last week, and we're bringing it back.
What is it?
I'm going to give you each a choice of a FIFA Men's World Cup since 1986 to answer a question on. How easy or hard the question is varies wildly and randomly. It's 1 point for each correct answer. We will do two rounds in snake draft form. Arthur, I'm going to start with you this time. Please choose a World Cup.
Any at all.
Any at all.
From 86.
From 86 on.
Why would you choose an older one?
Why would you not?
Why would anyone? Well, I suppose, yeah. But
I suspect the older
really
ones.
I'm really acutely familiar with them, Shane.
Yeah. I suspect the older ones might have easier questions.
Let's repeat the rules. Varies wildly and randomly.
Yeah, but you're not going to ask like a mad question about the group stage in the 86 World Cup that no one's going to get.
Oh, please do.
Richie.
I'll go with where I started last week and I'll say 2006.
Interesting.
2006 question. Okay. Zinedine Zidane scored in the last 16 win over Spain, the semi-final win over Portugal, and in the final against Italy. The only knockout game he didn't score in was the quarter-final win over Brazil, where he set up the goal. What French player scored in that game?
Oh,
this will be knowledge now.
It's one of a few.
Oh, six.
I couldn't believe when I was looking back over it how big Zidane was in all those games.
The game against, Brazil.
Mm.
I have it down to three.
I need to get it down to one.
I have a feeling he scored in one of them, so I'm going to go Patrick Vieira.
He did score in one of them.
Against Senegal.
He scored in the second round game.
Was it Ribery?
No, it was.
It was Henry?
Thierry Henry.
It's his third one. Okay, I wouldn't have guessed.
Back post, completely free from a deep Zidane free kick.
I remember that now. Yeah.
Great game. 1-0. It ended. And Arthur gets no points there. Richie, will you pick a World Cup, please? You can't pick 2006.
94.
1994 in America. Oh, this is a gimme.
In the summer.
What African team making their debut at the World Cup topped their group before unluckily losing to finalist Italy in extra time in the last 16 round?
Nigeria.
Nigeria is correct. 1 point for Tom Dunn. Shane.
I'll go with 02.
02 World Cup. In what city did the 2002 World Cup final take place?
Yokohama.
Correct. And that's Tokyo for long-time listeners of the crappy quiz. There was no games in Tokyo. Okay, it's Shane again, please.
Oh, another one. Yeah. Go, Jesus. 1990.
Oh, here we go. Who was the Colombian goalkeeper caught in possession in the centre of the pitch for Cameroon and Roger Mia's second goal in extra time of their last 16 game?
René Higuita.
René Higuita.
Next up, what shape is a football?
I'll take it.
What year?
86, I'll go for.
86, okay. What shape is it? Diego Maradona was the out-and-out player of the tournament in Mexico 96, but he did not score in the final. Of the five players who did, name two.
Jose Luis Brown.
Yeah, this is meant to be three. Would you mind if I change it to three?
I'll go with three.
Yeah.
Jose Luis Brown, Jorge Burruchaga with the winner, and one Rudy Voller, I think, for Germany.
Very good.
Good knowledge. Good knowledge.
The other two being pressure on this question.
Jorge Valdano and Karl-Heinz Rummenigge.
Yep.
Okay, Arthur.
Trying to remember which
I watched that game during COVID, right? You remember when we were watching like a lot of full games and stuff like that? Very hard to watch a match in the same way as you do now with the kind of the bad video, crappy camera angles, non-HD.
I was trying to watch.
I feel like you don't get the same sense of the game as you used to.
Do you know what's unique about that game? RTE had co-commentators. George and Jimmy did that game together. I don't think I've ever heard it,
but I've heard about it. Yeah. Why was that?
I don't know. I have no idea. If anybody, especially like the guy who runs that Killian M2 account, has video of it, I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched highlights back of
why that happened.
The Portugal Republic of Ireland 1-1 draw in 2000. We watched back highlights this morning on YouTube.
Yeah.
Shocking. Like, I know there's a bit of a fog or something, but also the footage is horrendous. So you genuinely can't watch it.
Well, that's because you've got your giant 72-inch screen at home, Shane, and it's difficult to watch YouTube footage on that.
Yeah, try to pick a World Cup.
I go 2010.
Pixels as big as your head.
2010. Okay, another French question for you. France got knocked out in the group stages after picking up 1 point in three games. Name two of the teams they failed to beat.
Oh. We were in France for this. It was amazing. We were, this is after, obviously, Le Handball.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were winding up the locals something fierce during that group stage.
I was in what was then called Break for the Border, which is right beside the building here. It's now a hotel. And watch that game.
I don't want to watch that game.
And I swear to God, one of the games in question here, and it was like Ireland had scored.
Mm.
It was like everybody went absolutely bananas. Good crack.
2010. So that's your man, Dominic's. I don't know if I'm getting. I think I'm getting confused with O2, but Denmark.
No, it's not one of them.
That was a tough question.
Yeah.
A lot tougher than René Higuita, I'll give you that.
Picture random.
I'll give you that too.
So, anyone know the answer to this?
One of them is Mexico.
One of them is Mexico, yeah.
Wasn't Costa Rica, was it? No.
Was it Holland?
No. Uruguay, they drew nil all in their first game. I always thought Mexico was the first game. Then they lost to Mexico and then got hammered, or I don't know if it was hammered actually, but they lost, no, it was 2-1 to South Africa. Oh, they were already out.
Yeah.
So that was utterly disastrous. World Cup for France, as it was an utterly disastrous round for Arthur, who's on zero, Shane's on two, Richie's on two. Arthur gets his points back in round two, which is the fastest finger first round, the old favourite Wikipedia round. Five players list the clubs they played for in order according to their Wikipedia page. To guess, you must shout your crappy quiz nickname, which is OPHD, In for Tom Dunn and the Monaghan Machete. Remember, you can only guess one time per club mentioned. If you are ready, question one. This player started his professional career with VFL Bochum.
Monaghan Machete.
Bochum?
Bochum. Bochum.
Go on, Monaghan Machete, I think.
Thomas Muller.
No.
PhD. Kevin De Bruyne.
No.
I
had to check that. I forgot who it was for a minute. Okay. Next club. He then moved to FC Nuremberg.
PhD.
Yeah.
Miroslav Klose.
No. His next move was to Borussia Dortmund.
In for Tom Dunn.
Yeah.
Is it Ilkay Gundogan?
It is Ilkay Gundogan. Jesus. Well done for getting that before Man City, which was next. Mm. Then Barcelona, back to Man City, and now at Galatasaray. So, Richie off the mark there. Question two. This player started his senior professional career with Groningen.
PhD.
Yes.
Arjen Robben.
Well played. That's impressive. Yeah. PSV, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and then finishing with Groningen, which might have been the reason you know that, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Either going to be him or Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, he was kind of.
Is he from
once
there?
Once it goes
too?
Dutch.
Yeah. Okay.
Dutch and outside the big three. You're kind of. Where was Jaap Stam? Was one of them as well, wasn't he? I don't know. Anyway. Mm. Anyway.
Yep, Jaap Stam.
Yep.
Okay. Arthur's off the mark at last. Question three. This player started his professional career with Newell's Old Boys.
Mauro Machete. Carlos Tevez.
No.
PhD. Pochettino.
No. He then moved to Valladolid.
Mauro Machete. Mascherano.
No. He would then sign for Paris Saint-Germain.
Mauro Machete. Gabby Heinze.
Yes!
Is it?
Wow.
Jeez. Well done, Shane. Again, before the big club move, which is Manchester United, which was next, then Real Madrid, Marseille, Roma, and back to Newell's.
Should have gone to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those like memorable but not very long stints.
At United?
Yeah, at United, yeah.
If I called hero,
yeah, I think he only played 50 games or something.
And Arsenal now, of course.
Okay, question four.
Oh, yeah.
This player started his career with Watford.
PhD. John Barnes.
Yes. Liverpool, Newcastle, and
Charlton.
Charlton.
Oh, good
Jesus Christ.
So you give Richie a bonus point for naming the last club, the obscure club.
You should. You should start from the end sometimes.
That'd be interesting.
After 11 and a half years of sheer hell.
Can I tell you something? It wouldn't help or harm if I was to go from back to front in this one, because I have a feeling this is going to be a tough one. The last question. This player started his career, and I am going from the top, with Charlton Athletic.
Mauro Machete. Mark Kinsella.
No. He then moved to Maidstone United. Then to Gillingham.
Oh, PhD. Lee Byer.
No.
Infertile on. Is it Stuart Pearce?
No. He then moved to Peterborough United.
His Mark next Machete. Peter Crouch.
No.
No, of course not.
His next move was to Birmingham City. We're in the space now for the next few clubs. He would then join Coventry City.
Infertile on. Gary Breen.
Yes! Yeah. Well played.
Nice.
West Ham, disastrous move after the World Cup. Sunderland, Wolves, and Barnet.
We all dream.
That was a good round. We are in good shape here. Richie's on 4, Shane's on 3, and Arthur's on 2. We'll go straight to round 3, which is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round.
Oh, yeah.
In this round, all you got to do is give me a name. It's on a list of names I have, and the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant, who then also has to give me a name. We will keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes, and you will be eliminated and shamed. Question one. I'm going in the order here as you're sitting, which is Arthur, Richie, Shane, and I want Manchester United players who've scored in a competitive game under Ruben Amorim.
Both of them.
There are
how many are there?
There's 19.
Is there? Yeah. Are there, I should say.
Arthur, you're up first.
Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno. Yeah.
Benjamin Šeško.
Benjamin Šeško is, yeah, right.
Mason Mount.
Correct as well.
Casemiro.
Yeah.
Rasmus Højlund.
Sure. Yeah.
Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire. I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Sorry?
No, just I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Garnacho.
Repeating everybody's name. That's correct.
Amad Diallo.
Also correct. Doing well. Now come the tougher ones.
Yeah.
Anything?
Xerxes.
Yes. Xerxes got quite a few actually last season, like 6 or 7.
My go again, is this?
Yeah.
Brian Mbeumo.
Scored against Grimsby. And another game. Burnley as well.
True enough.
Back to Rich.
Wait a while. Has De Ligt got one?
He has. One, I believe. Matthias De Ligt. We're down to about seven or eight.
Diogo Dalot.
Yes.
I will go with what I'm pretty sure was the first goal, Marcus Rashford.
Yeah. Marcus Rashford was the first goal. I was wondering, would anybody get that? He scored then again a couple of weeks later, two, I think, and then was never heard or seen from again.
Has Nusair Mazraoui got one?
Mazraoui has not. He is not one of the six we have left on this list.
Kobbie Mainoo,
yeah.
Put him right back in. Christian Eriksen.
Yes. A penalty. A bloody penalty. Against Aston Villa on the last day of the season last year. After hopes and dreams were shattered by a dodgy referee.
This year,
what?
Could have been such a different season.
Well, you know, just like, don't disallow a goal for no reason as it's about to roll into the net, you moron. Like, seriously, the ball is literally like rolling over the line. He blows his whistle so he can't bring VAR into play.
Well, it's important to state that you're not bitter.
I'm absolutely bitter. I have no problem being bitter about that.
Lisandro Martinez.
They also played their worst performance of the season. Martinez is correct, yeah.
How many are left?
Two.
Oh, two.
Jeez. Share the points here. If Arthur gets this, Shane, you're going to have to pull it.
Trouble, yeah.
Sorry, there's three left. There's three left. Sorry, he could come back to Arthur.
That was the last one I knew. So it's been a full 12 months. The only one feasibly I have, he must have scored it. He did, Anthony.
No, not under Amrum.
Interesting.
It's actually really? Only 11 months. It was November.
Is that the point for me?
Yeah.
That is the point for you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Johnny Evans.
Oh.
Manuel Ugarte.
Ah, yeah, jeez, sure I was at a game where he scored.
And it's Lenny Yarrow.
Yeah, of course.
When did he score?
I don't know.
Did he score again?
He scored between the Ligt and Casemiro.
Yeah, he did score. Ah, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I need just to listen to this and possibly even write down what I'm saying here, because I'll be repeating it all the way through, okay?
Yep.
This round is about 2025 champions. The people or teams on this list have been champions in 2025 for events that have already been decided and completed. So, I will take All-Ireland senior winners in all four Gaelic game codes. I will take, in football, we'll limit it to the Premier League, WSL, Women's Euros, Men and Women's Champions League, Europa League, Club World Cup. As well as that, I'll take the winners of Serie A, La Liga, Eredivisie, Scottish Premiership and Bundesliga. In rugby, I want the Six Nations winners in men and women's, URC and Champions Cup winners, Rugby Championship winners and Women's World Cup winners.
Slow down.
Okay.
What was after rugby championships?
You know the sports I'm doing, you'll have a fair idea.
Yeah. After rugby championships, you said?
Winners and the Women's World Cup.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Men and women's major winners in golf.
For Christ's sake, this is what...
Eight Grand Slam champions in tennis. World Snooker Champion, World Darts Champion, Super Bowl winners, NBA champions, NHL champions, and the winners of the AFL Grand Final. Now, the only rule is, for answers that are club, countries, counties, etc., you must specify what team you are talking about. Not necessarily what they won, but I want, say for example, if you wanted to pick the English Tiddlywinks champions, I would say England Tiddlywinks, you know?
Okay.
And what gender they were, and etc. Okay. So, Richie, you're up first here in this confusing round.
Is it ever?
There are 42 answers on this list.
Jesus. So, sorry, you have to say what they've won it in.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just want... So, if it's not an individual...
What if one team's won more than one thing?
Then they're marked off twice.
Okay,
yeah, grand. They're ruled out twice.
So, we pick whatever we want.
There's going to be a lot of checking here.
Yeah,
I think there probably will be. That's why I was saying, listen the first time.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, sorry, Richie, you're a first. just think 2020, Richie, Shane, Arthur. 2025 champions. You kind of know what I'm including, and then you can kind of work from there.
Chelsea Club World Cup.
Yes, they won the World Cup. And the Conference League, which, you know.
So, sorry, can we check with you before we say it if it's on the list?
Or do we have to if you want to check
event.
The competition.
Yeah, event. Yeah, not
yeah,
said.
Yeah.
All-Ireland Men's Senior Football Champions, Kerry.
Yeah, you don't have to say that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine. Thank you. Kerry men's Kerry Gaelic football is kind of what I'm looking for there. Men's Gaelic football.
So basically what I said.
Yeah. You tell me what they won.
There.
You said Chelsea. Yeah. I will say Tipperary Hurlers.
Yeah. See, now that you're on a roll, we can march through this.
South Africa Rugby Championship.
Yeah.
Dublin ladies football.
Yeah.
Galway Camogie.
Yeah. There's the Gaelic games gone anyway.
So just 25, right. Okay.
Just 25 already completed.
Luke Littler, PDC World Darts Champion.
Lovely, yes.
Rory McIlroy Masters.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say PSG Ligue 1 Champions League.
Yeah. Now again, don't worry if you don't know, you know,
Premier
what
League
major or Grand Slam someone won, but now they won something, you know.
Premier League Liverpool. That surely is on your list, isn't it?
That'd be a funny jam.
No, I don't actually see Liverpool here. I will accept it though. I must have just forgotten. No, they are there. They're actually the first thing I've written in football. Sorry. Liverpool fans. I'm not hating, I promise.
You are a player hater.
Me, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
WSL Chelsea.
Parachute you into any year that'll be safe enough one. You have to shoot in the next round.
So I don't need to specify for the tennis.
That's what I'm saying. If,
okay,
if
well,
the right
Carlos
answer,
Alcaraz,
yeah.
Oh,
nice.
1-2.
He won two. Can you tell us which two?
No, it doesn't matter.
Kind of does. No?
Scotland Scheffler. Surely got to be in there for major.
Scotland. Yeah, he won two.
Oh, yes, we don't actually have to name the event, right?
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah. Europa League.
I will go, I presume I can say for Crystal Palace FA Cup.
Don't recall that being mentioned,
I'll
it?
Give you, I should have put the FA Cup in though, so I'll give you that.
Chipster.
Add another. Do it now.
So is the Caribou in there then?
It has to be.
All right,
come on.
Yo, Assel.
Yeah.
We're just widening the list as we take
time. It's just inevitable. They'll
be here until.
No, there's no more being added now. If I didn't remember it, that's tough. You can check in advance.
Scottish Premiership. Celtic.
That can't be on there, guys.
No, it is. I did
immediate
say,
elimination
say.
For that accent. That's disgraceful.
Apologies.
I'll say. I think you said Serie A, so I'll say Napoli.
Yeah. I think you said.
If the Bundesliga is in play, then Bayern.
Yeah. What a great year for all these people and things.
That
I've
went
lost
before.
Place,
which is
for you. I'll go snooker, Zhao Jintong.
Well done. And everybody else, glad you took that off the board.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to hold on to it, then I was like, oh.
Ryder Cup acceptable?
No.
Flip the coin. Like.
Just name the continent.
I'll go with the England Women's Rugby Team World Cup.
Yeah, and Six Nations.
Six Nations, yeah.
So actually they're on the list twice and shouldn't be.
So we go with France for the men's Six Nations?
Yes, correct. See, we're going. This is going to be worth it when it gets down to the nitty gritty.
When it gets down close, will you be able to refresh on some of the
what's left? No, yes. I don't know about that now. Because you have
just
to,
as annoying.
This is what I'm saying. I want you thinking widely. This is what the idea is. Like, you know, are you thinking about what trophies and cups were lifted in this year?
Can I ask if
you know,
if
we always have reflections of the year in the middle of October.
You wouldn't even take Ryder Cup. Sometimes we'll cross that off.
It is my go, isn't it?
It is.
Can I ask if a tournament, so was the Women's Rugby World Cup said already?
Well, like England have been struck off it because it was already mentioned.
Yeah, now Richard's after giving you that, but that's a question I shouldn't be answering. Like, that's just a case of you not listening.
But I knew England was said, but in a guise of a different.
But he also mentioned
competition. If the England women's rugby team won anything, then it's marked off for everything they won.
Okay, but if England won the women's Euros in football, that's a different team.
Of course.
Yeah.
So can I say that?
Yeah.
I say England.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say the word England.
I don't like saying the word England.
You can't say England. Anyway, there we go. Thank God that's over.
Yannick Sinner.
Yes. I would have thought you gifted that to everybody by saying...
Yeah, I was surprised.
Aryna Sabalenka.
Yes.
Oh, how long does this take?
Too long.
Not long at all, really. Actually, but anyway,
you and I have two last
scripts.
Days.
Probably took the longest, but I'm kind of regretting it though. These quizzes don't work when you just have to think.
No, that's true.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, good man. Visit Pennsylvania.com.
Of course.
I will say that was her. She won the French. Coco Gauff.
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell.
What's the best name in sport at the moment? Coco Gauff has to be up there.
Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova is my favourite one.
We're
not breaking down events in the World Championships, are we?
No, we're not breaking down events in the World Championship. No, right. Good question. Would have struggled with that one now. That would have come into the how long did this take you question. Whose goal is it? We had Coco Gauff, so it's Richie's, is it?
Did we mention Barcelona in La Liga?
We didn't. I don't think, anyway. Yeah. We're there. I can tell you we've got two football answers left. We've got two rugby. You're missing six golf.
Jesus.
Two tennis. And then some one-off sports. There's not that many left. Shane.
Oh yeah.
You said two football. Only have one football.
Leinster.
Yeah. Under the URC.
In that vein, I think I'll take Bordeaux.
Bordeaux Begley. Champions Cup. That is rugby. Back to you, Richie. As we tick towards 10 o'clock.
Jesus.
Any chance here?
My good lord. Blank.
Getting WhatsApps about
gotta cut this off.
Formerly deleted our deleted podcast. I don't know if anybody else has been getting them.
Oh, yeah.
Was the whole pod deleted or just the clip?
I don't know. Not getting into it. But, wow.
Yeah.
You don't have anything?
Blank.
Okay. We might call it a night. Okay, Richie's out. Shane.
I can't remember if they get over the line, but I'm going to say them. FC 20?
No.
Okay.
Deep cut.
So you're out, and...
I had three or four more.
Arthur wins. Go on, what were the three or four more?
Well, PSV, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure who won.
Florida Panthers.
Yes, good job, yeah. Sure. They won the NHL. Stanley,
I think JJ Spawn won one.
JJ Spawn won the US Open.
And Swiatek won Wimbledon, didn't she?
Swiatek won, yeah. So
makes
that's
me
what
feel
you
a bit
had.
Better anyway.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Arsenal won the Women's Champions League.
Ah, Jesus.
Katie
Christ.
McCabe. The women's major golf was really hard because there was a lot of first time winners. Mao Saigo, Maja Stark, Grace Kim, and Mayo Yamashita all were first time winners, and Minji Lee won. It was her third, so she's probably the only one that was very gettable there. Madison Keys won the Australian Open, and the Oklahoma City Thunder won the NBA championship. Brisbane Lions, like last week, won
big
the
Geelong
AFL, so that would have been one to get. Okay, so that's a point for Arthur there. Who won the United round?
Shane.
Myself.
Okay. Okay, we have another pass to pass, I believe.
Oh, God. 2024.
This should be easy.
Winners of last month's Ryder Cup.
Any senior men's inter-county football team that have contested a provincial final this decade. So, since and including 2020... Believe it or not, there are 19 teams.
What's the order here, Mick?
Shane, Arthur, Richie.
Okay. Dublin.
Dublin. All but one.
Who's next?
Me.
No, Arthur.
Next. So it's any of the four provinces in the men's.
Four proud provinces.
Just any
of Ireland, yes. It's anyone who's been in the final this
Kerry,
century, this
Kerry,
decade,
Kerry.
This decade. Harry is right, yeah.
Mead.
Oh, but one
because of course.
And Mead, yes, I've been in three.
I will say Galway.
Galway. That's right.
Mayo.
Tipperary.
Very good. Munster Champions 2020.
Cork.
Yeah.
Louth.
Louth have been in the last three Leinster finals. Leinster Champions.
Donegal.
Yes.
Armagh.
Lost the last three Ulster finals.
Kildare.
Either extra time or penalties. Kildare, yeah. If Armagh hadn't won All-Ireland, I'd feel like that would be such a remarkable thing. To lose two Ulster finals on penalties and then lose the following year in extra time. Like they've drawn three Ulster finals in a row.
Not lost, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, whose goal was it? It's Richie, yeah.
Roscommon.
Roscommon, yeah. The Rossies.
I am Tyrone.
Tyrone, all right.
Clare.
I've actually been in the last three Munster finals before.
How many are left? Sorry.
The Munster Council decided to change the rules.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five left.
Oh, Jesus.
Derry.
Yes.
Winnicon.
Yes, Shane. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. They lost to Tyrone, I believe.
Hold off them. Yeah.
There you go.
Tyrone and Croker.
Cavan.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, Cavan. 2020 Ulster Champions. That is the last of the winners.
So what?
There are two left.
There's only two questions left.
There's only two answers left.
Oh, so I have a point.
And you're guaranteed a point,
yeah. Fair enough.
It's Galway, I mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's Shane's. Sorry.
Galway have been mentioned, so you're out. Shane could get this right and it comes back around to you.
Ah, bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking your guarantee of a point was a little bit early.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. I didn't think it through. I already wrote down the point.
Well, luckily you're not the official adjudicator.
For the dressing room wall there,
Shane. Kennedy Crowley.
You wouldn't want to get this wrong, though.
No, but I could.
You could.
I certainly could.
I stopped more. Thinking. The head's gone.
There's two more.
The wheels have come off.
Jesus. Provincial finals.
We are running long here, Shane.
Yeah. sure, yeah, but I got to one. Sligo.
Correct.
Oh. I wasn't sure.
If that's the way I get Arthur.
The man in black did not get his home county.
I wasn't sure.
So I'm guaranteed a point.
You're one guaranteed. Left. You are now guaranteed.
Write it down, Matt.
Write that one down. Put that one down.
Jeepers creepers.
Relief.
So 2020. We think we have all the. I'm not going to go through it year by year. I won't know. The only one that comes to mind, because I don't know if it's this thing, Westmead.
No.
Ah.
The last two answers on the board were Sligo.
Oh, yeah.
Arthurs County. And Limerick.
Limerick footballers, right?
Footballers, yeah. The last two.
Yeah. So Kerry have beaten Clare in the last three finals. The one before that, they beat Limerick.
I wouldn't have had a clue. I don't recall that at all.
So there
we
go.
Who'd they beat?
I don't know.
Handy run.
Like probably Clare.
Probably be Cork. In the semi-final or something, maybe one of those.
Okay, so... Oh, didn't they beat Clare on penalties? Remember that?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like the first penalty shootout.
Vaguely.
In the Munster semi-final or something,
Hammy was at it. I remember it was like the first championship penalty shootout. Yeah. Okay, anyway, that means that Shane is in the lead now with 5. Richie is on 4 and Arthur's on 3. As we go into the fun free magic
coming
numbers
up the
round.
Rear, so to speak.
What?
So to speak.
Steady on, Joe.
Okay, you know the rules.
Which is
3
numbers?
Points if one of you get it right. If nobody does, 2 points for the closest. It doesn't go bust, and 1 point for the second closest. Pens down when the music ends. I need you to give me the following number. The number of senior men's All-Irelands won by Kerry this century, plus the number of grounds to host an FA Cup final in the past 100 years.
What? Oh, sorry, just FA Cup finals.
Plus the number of senior intra-county provincial and All-Ireland titles Davy Fitzgerald has won as a player and manager. A few things to consider there.
Intercounty provincial.
So what was that last one, sorry?
The amount of provincial and All-Ireland titles at senior level that David Fitzgerald has won as a player and manager combined. So provincials and All-Irelands combined, player and manager combined. Give me that number. Plus...
Can I ask a clarification question?
Okay, but you're... Go on.
Cup final one, does that include replays?
Yeah. Ooh. Plus the number of snooker world championships won by Stephen Hendry. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. Right, so it does include replays. That's a good thing. And replay grounds counts as one.
I've gone away.
The number of grounds to host the FA Cup final in the last 100 years. The number of men's senior All-Irelands won by Kerry this century. David Fitzgerald's provincial and All-Irelands as a player and manager at county level, and Stephen Hendry World Championships. Oh, time's up. My earphones weren't on, sorry about that. Okay. Shane, what's your number?
I've written down 30.
23.
I had 23, I went 24.
You had 23 and you went 24?
Yeah.
Okay. 24 is closest.
Oh.
So you get 2 points, Richie gets one. Shane, you were bust.
Okay.
The answer is 26.
We're all level, so on 5.
We are all level on 5. What a.
As we enter into
thing,
the rapid fire buzz around.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out a straw pulling system
some
for
dice,
rapid fire buzz around here.
Dice
way too high on
the number of All Irelands that Kerry have won?
5 I had.
Oh,
8.
6.
Sorry.
8 was correct. FA Cup grounds.
I don't know. 7, I said.
I spent 5.
I have 4.
3.
Oh, okay.
Wembley, Millennium Stadium. And the 1970 FA Cup replay in Old Trafford. Yeah. And Shinné.
Was.
Right.
Okay. I was thinking there was another replay made, Rod, but.
I was thrown by the 100 years.
Wembley started in like 1922 or something like that. Yeah. So the easiest, instead of giving that year, I thought the last 100 years would make sense. Davy Fitz.
6.
Said yes.
8 is correct. Is that right? As well. You seem like you're unlucky. This is the Wembley one kills you.
Screwed me.
Yeah,
I lowballed Davey.
So I got Hendry on the button.
Hendry is seven. Yeah, Davey won three Munsters as a player, two All Irelands as a player, one All Ireland as a manager, and then he won provincials with Waterford and Wexford as manager.
Fucking three right.
5-5-5, and I have to figure out how to do this now. So we're gonna have to do. Okay. Coin toss between Arthur and Richie got that one. Came back in that round, so Shane is the nominal leader. Arthur versus Richie is the coin toss. Arthur wins that. Arthur, you can decide whether to go first or second.
I'll go second.
Okay, so Richie will go first. Shane will go second. Richie will go first. Arthur will go second, and Shane will go last. Okay, that's the way we're doing it. On to the final. Tonight's winner will be decided the round that separates the wheat from the chaff, the Darrow Shaves from the Cristiano Ronaldos. It's the never unfair egalitarian rapid fire round. You'll each have a rapid fire round of 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. And we'll start with...
Going to win a minibus from my school.
Crappy Quiz minibus is up for grabs, but only for the overall season winner. You will win a camcorder, and you will be happy with it.
Yes.
A camcorder and a Walkman.
The Sony personal Walkman.
Sony personal Walkman. Right.
You need to stop laughing here. You're not going to answer any questions. You won't win any Walkman. Okay, your time, Richie.
Amazing.
Starts now. Bina McDonald played Gaelic football for what county?
Sligo.
No. Who will Leinster play in the URC tomorrow?
Oh God, Benetton.
Gio Agbeni currently plays for what club?
Sheffield United.
Where did Shane Lowry win the 2009 Irish Open?
Dare Manor.
No. Desi Farrell played for what club?
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's probably shared for the rest of the questions. Beano McDonald played for Laois. Leinster will play the Sharks. Beano. Sheffield United was correct. Nafina was correct. And Shane Lowry won the 2009 Irish Open in, you don't know, Baltrae,
yeah.
Yeah, thought you might. So that's two. Camcorder is your. It's somebody else's to win at this stage, I would say, but I wouldn't rule it out.
I win a £15 voucher for Dolphin Discs.
I'll spend it all at once.
You'd be lucky. Right, okay. So, Arthur, you're up next.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so three to go into the lead here. Your time starts now. Tom Dempsey played hurling for what county?
Wexford.
Who finished bottom of the table in this year's rugby championship?
Argentina.
Yeah, Jason Malumbi plays for what club?
West Brom.
Where did Padraig Carrington win the 2007 Open?
No idea.
Jim McGuinness played for what GAA club?
Oh, no, pass.
Shane Byrne played in what position? Rugby position?
Front row. I don't
know. Tony Hibbert. Tony Hibbert spent his entire career at what club?
Oh, that's a nice one. Everton.
Mm. Everton is correct. Okay, so Wexford is correct. Argentina is correct. West Brom was correct. And then it all went off the rails. Yeah. Padraig Harrington won his first Open at Carnoustie.
Couldn't get the word out.
Jim McGuinness plays for Naif Connell. Glenties, I would have accepted too. Shane Byrne was a hooker. But Tony Hibbert, which I just got in time, did play his entire career at Everton, which means that you got four, which means that Shane needs five to win.
Nice target.
It is a nice target. It's both doable and bottleable.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to bottle
it. I wouldn't call it a bottle. He's four ahead.
Let's see what happens. Chair as well. No weird tactics. Okay.
You look like Ollie McBurney.
Your time.
I've heard Ian Dowie before.
Ollie McBurney.
Your last time.
I'll take it.
Your time starts now. Colin McFadden played football for what county?
Donegal.
Who is the Munster rugby coach?
Clint McMillan.
Jason Knight plays for what club?
Derby.
At what course did Europe win the 2025 Ryder Cup?
In Flushing Meadow.
No, Robbie Brennan won the All-Ireland with what club?
Kilmacud.
Victor Costello played in what rugby position?
Flanker.
No. Well, he did kind. He did play it. Flanker, but he wasn't known.
He did play
for
flanker.
It.
Yeah, go look up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but sure. Well, like I said, wherever
flanker.
Else
you said
like
front row, but that's not a specific flanker. He was a number eight. I would say that anybody listening, he did play flanker. But
yeah, but that's a correct answer.
We also would have accepted javelin thrower.
He played flanker.
In what rugby position?
you can't be having
you have
that.
To, you have to give flanker.
But I gave the same answer just the other way around.
Donegal, Clayton McMillan, Bristol City.
No, he didn't get Bristol City.
I got Kilmacud.
City.
I got those three. Murray.
You said Derby for Jason.
And you also started the last question as well, can I just add?
Yeah, I haven't. That's what I'm.
Yeah, the flanker, flanker is correct to level question.
It. It has to be the answer that's in front of you. That if he doesn't get that right,
sure. Flanker is correct to level.
If I'm wrong, that doesn't make him wrong.
Flanker was my fourth correct answer.
No, that's not.
He did play. He played for Ireland at number six.
Flanker. Where did Shane Byrne play?
Hooker.
Always the same. You don't.
Yeah, where was that?
Number two, hooker, yeah.
Front row.
Yeah, but that's specific.
Yeah, but flanker is a specific. Flanker
is specific. Correct. Flanker is correct.
That's outrageous. So that's
four, which gives him 4 points.
It's a tie.
You'll still win.
It's a tie. This is rapid fire now. You're only going to get a second
to win
answer to this question.
This is to win
This
it.
Is to win. What club did John Aldridge manage from 1996 to 2001?
Unbelievable.
Tranmere.
Yes, correct.
Unbelievable.
Well,
why'd you bottle
music?
That?
That's
fair enough.
I didn't bottle anything.
Absolutely.
But he's right.
Flanker.
You were there written down.
He was a flanker.
Well, he was more of
he played flanker.
Which one was he? Why did you one position? Flanker. Which position?
There's something that rhymes with flanker that I'm going to call Arthur right now if we don't just switch it off. Arthur.
The Friday Quiz
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, your next must-visit destination in 2026.